Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn, and yesterday we started talking about why do our words matter, and been talking about and basing that off of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21, that the tongue has power of life and death, and those who love it will eat its fruit. And I shared, going to share 4 points with you today, but the main one I shared yesterday is that why do our words matter? Well, number one is words are a matter of life and death. And if you missed yesterday's 14-minute program, I encourage you to go to our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today. You can check that 14-minute program out, but I think you would be blessed by that. But I want to share 4 other reasons why our words matter. Today, the first thing I want to share is that words are not just a mouth issue, but they're also a heart issue. Matthew chapter 15, verse 18, Jesus said, "The things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart." Say that one more time. The things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart. And friends, you know, when we're hurting, we say words sometimes that aren't God-honoring. And I know that I always have to check and see if my quiet time's good, or if I'm not getting enough rest, or if I'm carrying some burdens, or haven't forgiven somebody, or it could be a combination of all three of those. But, you know, it's really true what Jesus said, and the things that come out of a person's mouth come from the heart. And I heard John Maxwell say many years ago, hurting people hurt other people. And one of the main ways we do that is with our mouths. And unfortunately, I've seen in the church that unfortunately a lot of times it's not any different than the world. We understand that in the world, and we kind of expect that, but hope that it would be different in the church. And unfortunately, doing ministry both full-time and bivocationally the last 19 years, I've just seen that quite often, unfortunately, about people just with gossip, or just, you know, saying things that aren't true, and people not keeping confidential, like prayer requests. And it's just really, really important to just watch your words, and you know, take a look at your heart and just see how that's doing. And some of the best money I've spent is with a Christian counselor, and you know, over my 50 years. And maybe that's something you need to do, just like a car gets an oil change. Sometimes it's good to go get kind of a heart checkup, and I'm talking about the emotional check time, and go see a good Christian counselor, and I can recommend some of those to you if you email me at hopeishere.today. But I love a quote by Rumi. It says, "Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder." Isn't that good? Raise your words, not your voice. It is rain that grows flowers, not thunder. And so sometimes, you know, it's not what you say, but how you say it. And a tone of voice has a lot to do with it. And once again, that can be a hard issue. And just want to encourage you just to maybe ask the Holy Spirit to help you just be aware of the words that you speak. And just try to say things in love. The Bible says speak the truth. But a lot of times people forget those second two words, in love. Speak the truth in love. And unfortunately, sometimes people say, "Well, I'm just doing what the Bible says. I'm just speaking the truth." But they don't incorporate those second two words, in love. And just want to encourage you and challenge you and to speak the truth in love. I love this great quote by Betty Eady. It says, "If we understood the power of our thoughts, we would guard them more closely. If we understood the awesome power of our words, we would prefer silence to almost anything negative. In our thoughts and words, we create our own weaknesses and our own strengths. Our own limitations and joys begin in our hearts. We can always replace negative with positive." Man, that is good right there. All right, third thing I want to share with you why our words matter is that words can wound like nobody else. Words can wound like nothing else. And I'm sure everybody's heard the old saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but your words will never hurt me." Well, you know, as a kid, I believe that was true. But as an adult, for many years now, to be honest with you, those words do hurt, okay? And we the Bible says we are to forgive people, and we need to. We're commanded to do that, and it is not for the other person, but for us. Bible says, you know, forgive so you will be forgiven, and for our own mental and emotional health. But I mean, I think the thing is, you know, we forgive. Sometimes it's hard to forget, and we have to choose to do that. But our words can leave wounds, and I've made mistakes where I've said things and had to go back and apologize, and still having to do it, and never dreamed that I would still make those mistakes occasionally in my early 50s, and yet I do. I'm thankful that people forgive me, and, you know, we all need to extend grace when others ask for forgiveness, because the fact of the matter is we're all going to need forgiveness someday. And don't get me wrong, if somebody's hurt you continuously or said things that are not God-honoring about you, it's okay to put boundaries in and to limit or eliminate, you know, time with that person. So please don't think that I'm saying that you have to be a mat for people just to walk over or a pushover, and boundaries are important. But James chapter 3, verses 8 through 10 talks about how powerful the tongue it can be. It says, no one can tame the tongue. It is restless and evil, full of deadly poison. Sometimes it praises our Lord and Father, and sometimes it curses those who've been made in the image of God. And so blessing and cursing come pouring out of the same mouth. And friends, you know, when I was reading that recently and putting this talk together, you know, about full of deadly poison, I've got some trees and a little bit of forest-like land behind my house. So, unfortunately, I do get snakes around my house every now and then. And the first thing I want to know is, man, I wonder if that's poisonous or not. And yet, the fact of the matter is, I mean, James just said, our tongues, they're full of deadly poison. And that is just, that's scary, friends. But it just shows how important and how we should be focused on the words we speak. James chapter 1, verse 19, a really great verse. It's helped me a lot over the years, especially if I go into a meeting that I know could be a little tense, a little friction. It says, everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. And then Philip Yancey has a great quote. Christians get very angry toward other Christians who sin differently than they do. Isn't that great? I'll read that again. Philip Yancey, if you're looking for a good book to read this summer, you should get one of his books. But he says, Christians get very angry toward other Christians who sin differently than they do. Friends, it's just so true, because maybe we don't struggle with some area, but other people do. We can get guilty of judging them and speaking just ungodly words about that person. Trust me, friends, doing ministry now for 19 years, everybody's struggling with something. Then I love this quote, the tongue has no bones, but it is strong enough to break a heart, so be careful with your words. So friends, let's be careful and wise with our words today, because words can wound like nothing else. Fourth thing I want to share with you about why our words matter is that words can bring us hope like nothing else. One kind word can change someone's entire day. And then I love the quote by Hal Lindsey. Man can live about 40 days without food, about 3 days without water, about 8 minutes without oxygen, but only 1 second without hope. And friends, just a compliment, one compliment you give somebody could carry a person for a day, sometimes even for a week. People have done that with me. If I get somebody that sends me a text or an email or post something on Facebook about how they were blessed by Hope Is Here, a program or a guest that we had on here, I mean, I can't tell you how much that just encourages and gives me hope to keep doing this and to just try to make a difference with my one and only life. And, you know, it can be as simple if you see somebody, you think they've lost some weight, tell them that. Just say, hey, you look like you lost some weight. And even if you haven't, just on the receiving end, just say, thank you. I appreciate that. I think God sends his own angels sometimes like that, and yet we sometimes reject them instead of receiving them. Magic Johnson, the great basketball player, said, all kids need is a little help, a little hope, and somebody who believes in them. And friends, even as adults, if we're just honest and just transparent and try to take off our mask, we all need somebody to believe in us occasionally, you know? It's just nice. I mean, as a kid, you love your parents do, and I know a lot of people didn't have great parents. I was blessed to have that, but even as an adult, it just means a lot when somebody says, hey, Greg, you did a really great job at that, or hey, I appreciate, you know, this that you do, or whatever it is. And friends, man, let's just encourage each other, because one kind word can change somebody's entire day. Romans 15:13 talks about where our source of hope is, and that's what we based Hope Is Here. It's the foundation of the Hope Is Here ministry. Romans chapter 15, verse 13 says, I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you completely with joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with confident hope through the power of the Holy Spirit. The fifth and final thing that I want to share to you about the importance of our words and why they matter is that words that you speak to yourself matter greatly. I found this quote by ATGW. It says, speak to yourself like someone you love. Encourage yourself, motivate yourself, and uplift yourself with your words. And friends, I know you're saying, well, I mean, I don't really talk out loud. I think all of us do sometimes. Of course, the only part you have to be concerned about is when you start answering yourself when you talk out loud. But, you know, honestly, the thoughts that you think, those words that run through your mind about, through your mind that, you know, I'll never make it. I'll never get better. I'll never save money. I'll never lose weight. I'll never get that promotion. God will never heal this relationship with my child or a spouse or a coworker. Or I'll never get a new job. Or I mean, just those thoughts are words in our mind, actually. And I want to really encourage you to take what the Bible says, take every thought captive. I mean, that is huge. Matthew chapter 12, verses 36 through 37 says, Jesus said this, you will give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. Ouch, friends. And you know I'm not a fire or brimstone kind of guy, but I mean, I got to share that verse with you. I want to say it one more time. Jesus said, you will give an account on judgment day for every idle word you speak. The words you say will either acquit you or condemn you. Friends, I just want to encourage you to take ownership of your words. And Bible, you know, or not the Bible, but, you know, I think it's interesting. God gave us two ears and one mouth. And I heard somebody say this many years ago. It says maybe the reason God gave us two ears and one mouth is so we would listen twice as much as we speak. And that's a lot less out of words we have to be account for on Judgment Day. Chuck Swindoll has a great quote, believing in grace is one thing, living it is another. Some of you just need to extend yourself a little grace with the words that you use with yourself and with others. Then I want to close today with James chapter 1, verse 26. Those who consider themselves religious and yet do not keep a tight rein on their tongues deceive themselves, and their religion is worthless. Ouch. I know that stings, little friends, but that's why I wanted to do 2 days just on words, because, like I said, over 170 times the tongue, the mouth is mentioned in the Bible, our lips, and I just really want God to be able to own your mouth and let him be control the words in a good way, and just ask God to help your words, your lips, to speak words that are God-honoring. And the two words I remember my dad the most of, as we just recently celebrated Father's Day, as he used to say, we get off the phone, son, remember, you are loved and you're blessed. And I want to say that to you today. You're loved and you're blessed. I'm Greg Horn, and this is Hope Is Here.
If you have been blessed by Hope Is Here, would you consider making a donation to help this ministry continue to reach thousands in Central Kentucky every day? It's simple and safe. Go to our website at hopeishere.today, where you can make a safe and secure online donation, or you can find our address to mail a check. All donations are tax deductible, and they are greatly appreciated. Please make your donation today at hopeishere.today. Again, that's hopeishere.today.